You know fat meat is greasy. Welcome everyone to another episode, and I am your favorite coach, Kaya, and today we're just going to go over, I just want to talk about my tips on how to get started in this new year to healthy. Not how to get in shape, not how to lose 50 pounds in a week. We are just going to talk about my tips on how to start on the path to healthy. You know, when it comes to being healthy, that looks different for everyone. Someone, their version of healthy might simply be drinking a gallon of water a day. You know, someone else, it might be doing 100 squats a day. Someone else, it might be going from an acidic diet to an alkaline diet. So let's just go over a couple of general tips that I have in regards to getting on the path to healthy. And just to let you know, this is a general group of tips, okay? So I'm not saying anything specific to weight loss, to keto diet, to vegan diet, to anything like that. This is in general. Step one, set an alarm to wake up early. Give yourself time to adjust to a new day. Okay, so what does this mean? This means, you know, if you typically have your alarm set for 6 a.m., try waking up at 5:30 a.m. This allows you time to take the precious moments to get out of bed, stretch a little bit, stand up, allow your body to ground and adjust to your environment. Okay, it's a new day. And we want to make sure that we're not bringing on the same energy from the night before into the new day. So just take a moment to stand up, roll, take note of your blessings. Really take note of your blessings. And I really want to stress this out because some people were not able to wake up that morning that you did. So when we think about that, we have a lot to be thankful for that morning. This is a whole new day. The stuff that happened yesterday, let it go, sis. Let it go. All right? It's not worth holding on to. It's not worth getting worked up, getting your heart rate up, your blood pressure up first thing in the morning. It's not worth it, okay? So, actually, the first step would be to go to bed with peace. There we go. Go to bed with peace. Accept what did or didn't happen that day. Make sure you go to bed with peace. And step two is to set the alarm to wake up early. Step three. This is something that I have all of my PT clients do. The goal for my PT clients and myself, because I do this as well, is to do a full body cleanse. So we're not just focusing on losing weight. We're not just focusing on building up our legs, our glutes, our, you know, our chest, anything like that. The main goal is to cleanse our bodies. So step three would be to start your morning with some warm lemon water, if that's something that you can take, with aloe vera juice and garnished with cayenne pepper. And I say garnished because it's not so much for the taste or the spice, it's really for its antioxidant properties. By all means, if you do like that spicy taste, then add a little bit more. But I garnish my water with it, so I maybe add one soft tap to the bottom of the container into my water, and I mix it in there. So what this does is that when it goes into your body, the warm water, the lemon, the aloe vera especially, being that it is alkaline, it actually goes in and it starts to wake up your organs so that you can actually process any breakfast that you eat after that. You can actually process it, and the first thing that the intestines is doing is not breaking down food. It's absorbing nutrients from the lemons, from the aloe vera, and from the cayenne. So that's step three. With that step three, I also suggest to take your time to drink it. You know, you have, if you, you know, give yourself at least 30 minutes extra in the beginning of the day, you actually have an extra 30 minutes to just relax. Just to relax. So take your time. Take 5 minutes to drink that cup of, you know, tea. It is essentially tea in my book. So take some time to drink it. Think about and get in tune with what this cup of tea is doing for your body. The first thing you're doing in the morning, you're counting your blessings, you're relaxing, you're stretching. Oh, you are literally giving TLC to your body. And this lemon water, this tea that you're having, is making love to your internal organs. They love it. They love it. All right? So take your time to sip on it. And then what I like to do after that, which is step four, is meditate. What my version of meditating is might be different than yours. My version of meditating is to sit in absolute silence and try to silence my thoughts. So I'll go to a separate corner in my home. I actually have a really nice little pillow that I sit on. And I don't cross my legs. I like to have my legs straight out, have my hands on the floor, and I just try to eliminate all noise from my head. So all kind of thoughts or anything, I just try to think about how my body feels in the moment. You know, wow, you know, okay, my shoulders feel relaxed, I feel good, my legs, my toes there, okay. And then after I get grounded, then I just focus on breathing. I try to listen to myself inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, nice and slowly. I want to make sure that my lungs are full of fresh air. They're full. And then I exhale slowly. Okay, I don't want to breathe in too quickly because I want enough oxygen to get into my body and go through every part of my body. And what you do after that is up to you. I like to take a shower, nice lukewarm shower afterwards. That's just what I like to do. Get me a little scrub-a-dub going on. And then I can get dressed and get ready to make my breakfast. So my breakfast at the moment is a lot more simpler than I had before. So I want to get the day started with a lot of nutrients and with something really light for my stomach. And so I actually warm up some, you know, greens that I made the night before. So I just warm it up, and I will actually have collard greens in the morning. So I'll eat the greens and then I will drink the juice afterwards. That's my breakfast. I don't eat a lot first thing in the morning. I've already had my lemon tea. Now I have some greens to flood my system with a bunch of nutrients. No, it's not a lot of protein, but first thing in the morning, I don't need protein first thing in the morning. I need nutrients. And so I will have my greens, and then I'll drink the juice from the greens. The only seasoning that I put in there is garlic, fresh garlic. And I might even add some dried onion flakes. And that's it. All right, and now we're going to get into the rest of the day. So when it comes to your steps to healthy, my suggestions, don't go cold turkey. That's the first thing. We don't want to go cold turkey, okay? A lot of times when people go cold turkey, especially if they're not disciplined, if they haven't given themselves the 21 days to get into habit, we typically tend to binge on whatever it is that we just cut cold turkey. We tend to binge on it. And then we end up back exactly where we were before or worse. When we discuss cleansing our bodies, we have to think about, what are we eating that is not so healthy? What are things that are causing a lot of mucus in our bodies? Many people may not want to hear it, but one of those things is dairy. Okay, dairy is very acidic and it creates mucus in our bodies. There's actually, and by all means do your own research, there is a process that happens where when we consume milk, for instance, it's super acidic. Our bodies are trying to get that pH of our systems back to a healthy pH. And so what it does is it will release certain minerals and certain vitamins and mucus to try and protect our bodies and increase the pH level so that our bodies can stay healthy. One of those processes is that calcium actually is removed from our bones and it goes into our system, and this is a process where it's trying to alkalize our bodies. So not just by that one study, but there's other studies that shows that consuming more dairy actually increases the chances of osteoporosis. So again, I am not a doctor. Please do your own research when it comes to that topic or any topic that we discuss. It'll be well worth the research and the time. For myself and my clients, we stay away from dairy. So as long as they're training with me, we consume no dairy at all. No cheese, no milk, no whipped cream, no heavy whipping cream. No. If that's what you usually use for your coffee, baby, you're drinking black, okay? That's what you're drinking. So try to remove some dairy from your diet if you can. Always consult your healthcare physician before doing anything that anyone says works for them. This is what works for me and my clients. Next, which is going to be 7. 5 was a clean breakfast. 6 was removing dairy or acidic foods, more so mucus causing foods in your diet. And another reason, just to touch on that again, is because if our body has too much mucus, now we naturally need to have mucus in our bodies, in our mouth and our nose and different areas, but when you get too much because of your diet or because of, you know, anything that you're putting into your body, this causes inflammation, and a lot of it, and the inflammation is what causes the diseases. Okay. Next on my list would be to consume more fruit. A lot of times I hear people who say, I can't eat a lot of fruit because I don't want a lot of sugar because I want to lose weight. You're not going to gain fat. You're not going to accumulate fat in your body by eating fruit. It's not going to happen. Let's take watermelon for instance. Watermelon is a huge fruit, okay? If you eat a whole watermelon, the first thing that you're consuming the most of is water. Over 90% of the watermelon is water. So, okay, that can't be too bad. The second thing would be fiber, because you're consuming the flesh of the food. So that's fiber. Then next, you have sugar. along with vitamins and minerals and other nutrients. Okay, I mean, if you look at it on a scale of water to fiber to sugar, it's not something that is bad to eat. Especially if you're a person who doesn't get a lot of water by drinking into your system, it will be amazing for you to get more water. I'm not saying to substitute drinking water for eating fruit, but it's a great way to supplement some of what you don't get by eating the fruit. By eating a lot of melons, it's going to give you a lot more water into your system, and it's also going to give you some healthy fiber and a lot of nutrients. Not to mention, when it comes to consuming the dark fruits, you have a crap load of antioxidants that your body needs that you may not get from a strict keto diet. No shade. Maybe a little. But you're going to get a lot of antioxidants, you're going to get a lot of vitamins, minerals from the fruit that you consume. A lot of times we think that, you know, I want to protect myself from getting sick. I want to protect myself from certain disease, things like that. So I'm going to take more vitamins. The thing is that a lot of times our body rids of a lot of the vitamins we take from supplements because it doesn't have the efficient amount of minerals to pair with in order for our bodies to absorb it efficiently. So a lot of us are not necessarily vitamin deficient, we're mineral deficient. For instance, you might take a ton of vitamin C not knowing that you might need something like copper or zinc or selenium or a lot of vitamin E. But all of the vitamins have to pair with a mineral to create the chemical reaction to open up those receptors in your cells in order for your cells to absorb them. So try to just make sure we keep that in mind when we listen to people who might say that don't eat a lot of fruit, don't eat pineapple, which is mostly water and fiber, because all that extra sugar, it's just going to go to your fat cells. There are actually people that I know who are more concerned about not eating there's a lot of people that I know who are more concerned about not eating a lot of fruit, but make excuses of why they need to eat cheese as a snack. Okay, now that I say it, you probably said it to yourself, but now that I say it, when you hear it from another person's mouth, doesn't that sound kind of silly? I would rather eat, you know, chicken and cheese together as a snack, or cheese and crackers as a snack, as opposed to eating watermelon or pineapple or blueberries or strawberries or prunes or apples. It's just, we are on our way to health, ladies and gentlemen. Even when it comes to myself, don't just take what I say to heart and run with it. Make sure you do your research and make sure you consult your healthcare physician. I cannot say that enough. We are personal trainers. We are not doctors. Some of us aren't doctors. Some of us are. I'm a personal trainer. I am not your doctor. I have done my own research. I've done my own studies. I've said it before, my background is in environmental science and geology. You want to know something about rocks? I got you. But when it comes to diagnosing anything, I always recommend that you speak to your doctor. Next on the list, we are going to consume more vegetables. In particular, make sure you eat a lot of those leafy, dark leafy greens. Your kale, your collard greens, spinach, chard. Make sure you are incorporating a little bit of everything into your diet. What I always like to tell my clients is to make sure that your plate is colorful. We want our plate to look like the rainbow, okay? And not even just maybe one plate. Maybe your plate looks like a garden, you know, a bunch of greens. This is fine. But throughout the day, we want to make sure that our diet, what we've consumed, because a diet is simply what you've consumed, you want to make sure that what you have consumed matches the rainbow. And even when it comes to the greens that we eat, the broccoli, the Brussels sprouts, the spinach, the kale, chard, all of these different things are a great way, especially broccoli and spinach. It's a great, well, broccoli, spinach too, but mostly broccoli in this case, this point that I'm bringing up. You can get 11 grams of protein from 3 cups of broccoli. Low calories, right? So a lot of times we think that, well, if I go vegan or if I, and by no means am I suggesting that you go vegan, but a lot of times people think, well, how do I get protein and how do I get protein from this? Okay, some of the largest animals only eat greens. So obviously there's a way. Okay, I don't know why we're still having this discussion in 2021, but I guess we're gonna have it. You can get sufficient and efficient protein from greens, okay? And it's a lot of times it's low calories and, you know, it's actually gonna keep you a lot more filled and or full than something else that you might eat, like a cheese stick. Now obviously when it comes down to it, everyone has different needs. Everyone has different things that they need to consume to stay healthy. I know people who have tried to go vegan and they may or may not have done it correctly, but from their perspective, their health starts to decline. So maybe they do need the dairy. But that's, I mean, from my perspective, you don't need dairy. You know, so moving on. Next step, when it comes to eating, yes, you want to make sure that you are conscious of the things that you eat, but baby, do not stress over what you're eating. Don't stress over it, because when we stress, that is counterproductive to what we're trying to do in the first place. We're trying to build our bodies up. We're trying to cleanse our bodies. We're trying to eliminate negative thoughts, negative people from our lives. And, you know, so when we start to stress, especially over something like food, then we start backpedaling. We start backtracking. Okay. And so think about what works for you. That's why for myself, I consume my greens in the morning. It's warm. It warms up my tummy. It gives me a bunch of nutrients. I feel satiated at that point. You know, I drink the greens juice. I mean, that's the next best thing to a herbal tea is this greens juice. It's packed with nutrients. And that's what works for me. At one point when I was trying to bulk and get bigger, I would start my morning off with protein pancakes and eggs. And, you know, I actually felt really groggy throughout the day. And giving myself a bunch of sugar first thing in the morning is, I just found that it actually made me more hungry within, you know, less than the amount of time that I wanted to wait to have my next meal. So for me, this works. Should I need something else, or I start to do a lot more cardio or a lot more lifting and I'm starving in the morning, I might go and get a handful of almonds or macadamia nuts and get some healthy fats in there. But for myself, I'm not going to start my morning off with eggs and pancakes. And I don't eat meat. So that's what works for me. So you shouldn't stress over food. Figure out what works and stick to it. The name of the game is consistency. And you want to be consistent. and you want to make sure you don't stress over what you're going to eat. So, for example, if you know that you love some tacos, okay, then think about how you can create your taco platter. Please don't eat a taco platter. I hope you're not eating a taco platter, but, you know, not like lined up with tacos, but think about how you can eat your tacos in a more healthier way. So maybe instead of having 4 tacos with the taco shells, you know, stuffed with meat, you didn't even measure the meat, you're gonna add cheese, sour cream, guacamole, and pico de gallo and all this stuff. Let's start from the beginning. Why not use lettuce cups? Boom. Automatically, I think what each taco shell is anywhere, I think, from 50 to like 100 calories. It might be anywhere from 30 to maybe 90 calories. I'm sure of that. So if you're used to having 4 tacos, you potentially knocked off 200 calories just by switching to a lettuce cup instead of taco shells. Next, I would say measure your meat. So your meat serving for a woman would be one handful, like one palmful of a serving of meat. Now, listen, okay? I didn't say in your palm of your hand and stack it up, boo. Don't do that. It's going to be about your palm, okay, of serving of meat. Then take that serving and split it between your 4 tacos. So then that way you know that you're consuming, you know how much protein you're consuming, you know how many calories are in that serving of meat, and then it's split into 4 tacos. Now, do you need cheese? My personal opinion, no. My client, hell no. Do you need sour cream? My personal opinion, nope. That might be different for you. My clients, you better not put that on there. You know what I'm saying? So think about the stuff that you absolutely need on there. And don't just think about, what do I absolutely need on my taco? Or on my salad or what have you. Think about, how does this benefit my health? How does mucus causing nutrient depleting cheese? And when I say nutrient depleting, I mean coming from you know your reserve, your calcium reserves in your bones, or, you know, is this really gonna help your, you know what I'm saying? So do you really need that on your taco? No, you don't. And on top of that, it's probably an extra 50 to 75 calories that you're putting on each taco anyway. So a lot of times we think we just gotta go cold turkey, like I said in the beginning, and cut out all of this junk. And you don't necessarily have to do that. You can simply cut back 300 calories a day from your normal diet and lose weight. You really can, I promise you. When it comes to the guacamole, I would rather get my avocado, slice it up. You know, if I say, okay, my serving is going to be half of an avocado, slice that up, and then add my onions or whatever to it, mush it up. I add a little bit of lemon juice to smooth it out a little bit, and then separate that serving into the 4 tacos. It's all about moderation. It's all about thinking about, do I absolutely need this? And how bad do I want my results? One of my biggest things, which is going to be the next tip, is to make sure you're not consuming a bunch of added artificial sugar. What does that mean? All right. When I make my tea, I'm going to have my tea plain. I like my tea plain. There are also some options of no calorie sugar substitutes, one being stevia, and I'm sure there's other things out there. And so you can totally add those to your teas or to your coffees if you absolutely need to. But try to enjoy this medicine. Tea is medicine. It's going in and it's giving you other nutrients that your body can use. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. So try to consume it without the sugar. You know, everything has calories. You don't need the extra sugar. Just drink your tea plain. Drink your coffee black if you absolutely need it. Try to make sure you're not consuming a bunch of candy. Oh, that is like the worst. I actually had this slight addiction to powdered donuts a long, long, long time ago. It was bliss at one point. It was. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not here to lie to you. I don't have to I don't have to fake the funk, and I ain't got to lie to kick it, okay? That's the truth. And then I was able to, with the help of family and friends, I was able to wing off of it because it wasn't the powdered donuts. It was the sugar. I was addicted to the sugar. And when I tried to wing myself off of it immediately, I was craving it. It's like crack. It really is. Ask anyone who's trying to get themselves off of their triple caramel frappe chino drinks that they usually have every morning. First thing in the morning on their way to work, you have a cup full of effing sugar. That's what you're drinking. It's sugar. Caramel is not even a real thing. Caramel is first ingredient sugar. And then you have natural flavors, which are typically made from chemicals, which is it's usually petroleum-based chemicals, and they create this artificial flavor, okay? And then you have artificial coloring, which creates, it creates free radicals in your body, especially the color yellow, yellow color. It's just some bad crap, and those free radicals damages the cells. So we want to be healthy on a cellular level, okay? And your Frappuccino ain't doing it, babe. The last thing that I want to suggest on your path to healthy is to talk sweet to yourself, okay? And I actually say this to all of my clients, whether they're PT, 21-dayers, or just people that reach out and ask for advice. Always talk sweet to yourself. Talk as if you have honey dripping off the tip of your tongue. Whether you are talking to yourself out loud or you're talking to yourself, in your head, you cannot be successful with anything, especially something as difficult as going through a weight loss or a weight gain journey. You have to cut out so much stuff that were probably quote unquote, this is traditional. We've always eaten this way. Or you got to cut out sugar, which is already a drug on its own. Or you got to cut out, your routine of sitting on the couch and watching TV for 8 hours a day or 6 hours or 2 hours a day, whatever the case is. It's more mental than it is physical. Well, and then essentially the mental affects the physical. It's all connected, baby. It's all connected. But what I'm saying is, how can you get through that process if you're not even talking to yourself positively? You have to believe that you can do it before anybody else believes you can do it. And frankly, my dear, who gives a shit what anybody else thinks? So make sure that you're focusing on how you feel about yourself. And even if you don't in the moment love yourself or you don't really know how you're going to get through this process, still talk sweet to yourself. Still do it. Especially in the journey of weight loss. There's so many people who put their journeys online. just to be, you know, you're trying to put it online, looking for a community, for people to support you. And in the same process, we get people who talk badly and bash you and make fun of the way you look and make fun of what you're doing and just really projecting their own negative comments, that negative talk that they do to themselves onto you. And that's terrible. So in the midst of all that, who is going to talk soft and sweet to you if no one else is going to do it? Who's going to do it? You have to be the one. You have to be that person. Because no one else is going to do it for you. And I will even be here to help support you. And I tell this to my clients all the time. I will be here to support you. I will be here to give you as much encouragement as I can. What kind of resources do you need? What kind of tools do you, like, what do you need? But the one thing I can't do is make you believe in yourself. And my clients know damn well that I better not catch you saying the words, I can't. Or I don't know if I can. Because guess what? After I show you that you can, I want 50 more. Just on GP. You just earned yourself an extra 50. It's not a punishment, baby. You just earned it. And it should feel good after you learn that you can do it. And then you just did an extra 50. When 10 minutes ago, you doubted if you could do it or not. Now you did 50 extra. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. So how does the saying go, right? Whether you believe you can or can't, you're right. You're right. You don't need nobody to tell you anything else. It doesn't matter. Because whether you believe you can or can't, you're absolutely effing right. You are. And even if you know you can, and it's a struggle getting there, it's a struggle, you can still do it. You can still do it. Nobody said it was going to be easy. It's not easy. But it's definitely possible. It is. So just make sure that you speak sweet to yourself the entire time. Even if you have to cry it out. Even if you have to scream it out. Even if you have to sweat bullets out and still, you know, talk sweet to yourself. You gotta do it, baby. You have to. You have to. Out of all of the 13, 14 tips that we went over, that is the top one. Talk sweet to yourself. Because if you don't talk sweet to yourself, you're not going to get out of bed early. If you don't think you can do it, you're not going to get out of bed early. You're not going to give yourself, you're not going to gift yourself an extra 30 minutes to get adjusted to the day and treat yourself with some tea and get some nice healthy breakfast. If you don't talk sweet to yourself, if you don't believe you can do it, if you don't love yourself enough to change, you're not gonna do it. And that's just what it comes down to. I know you can do it. And sometimes you even know that you can do it, it's just you're not sure how. So I'm gonna leave you with this. It's not about if you can do it. It's how can you do it? I'm not asking you to do something extraordinary. All you have to do is believe you can do it. Now we got to figure out how. My college, what we always said was find a way or make one. So that's it, boo. You gotta find a way to do it. If you can't figure out a way, think about how can I make this happen? How can I make it happen? And the secret is one step at a time and talking sweet to yourself, all right? So this has been a pleasure speaking with you on 2021, really 2021, 2022, 2050. Okay, these are tips on how to start your journey to healthy. By first starting with loving yourself enough to change and talking sweet to yourself. This is your favorite coach, Kaya. Talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening. You know fat meat is greasy.